Natural disasters have a big impact on the economy, and the effects of Hurricane Sandy are reflected in lots of economic measures, including retail sales. They were down for the month of October, according to government numbers out today. That's after rising for the three previous months. NPR's Zoe Chase talked with several businesses in the storm's path and found that each has a different story to tell about Sandy's impact.
Welcome to Cross Bay Boulevard in Howard Beach, Queens. The storm swept in here and flooded the neighborhood. Our first stop?
This is Cedarhurst Paper. We're a party store. Any occasion you can think of having a party, we supply it.
Mary Galati is a manager here. This place is going to have a hard time ever making up for the lost sales from Sandy.
Stuff was just floating in the aisles. I mean, literally just floating.
What kinds of stuff? Halloween stuff. Remember, the storm hit on October 29th, right before the biggest sales time of the year for this place.
We are a tremendously big Halloween store. And that's just gone.
You can't get back Halloween sales later on, even with Christmas and Hanukkah, especially since the Christmas decorations and greeting cards were in the basement. After the drop in sales from a disaster like Sandy, there's sometimes a sharp rebound. Up the block is a salon. Liana Shumanova and Hannah Achileva are cleaning up inside.
We work in Nail Pro, Howard Beach, and we've been closed for how long?
3 weeks now.
3 weeks.
Three weeks.
Yeah. Lost a lot of business.
This place may struggle at first. They have to buy brand new pedicure chairs and nail polish. But doing your nails is a classic deferred purchase. It's not that you won't get your nails done. You'll just do them later when things are back to normal. And then there are the places that boomed during the hurricane.
We've been going 24/7 since the storm.
Jimmy Wilson says this bodega only closed for a few hours. They worked by candlelight with calculators.
Our coffee business skyrocketed. We were selling tons of coffee all day long. I mean, people come in and get 10, 15 cups at a time.
Since the storm, sales have been way up, Wilson says.
5 o'clock.
A natural disaster like this can cast a long shadow on the economy, both good and bad. Part-time construction workers may get full-time jobs in places like this, and they'll probably buy more coffee on their breaks. Nail salons and party stores will be ordering lots of products from wholesalers. And then maybe the customers will come back. Zoe Chase, NPR News, New York.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, who believes intelligent news and knowledgeable customer service should be available around the clock. Learn more at allybank.com.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.